but you don't ask questions, then brother, I'm your man. Cause where it all comes from is a mystery. It's like the changing of the seasons and the tides of the sea. But here's the one what's driving me berserk. Why do only fools and all seers work for love?
There we go. We've just stumbled on a brand new feature for Tuesdays, I think, because I've just found some magical quotes from Only Fools and Horses, all right? And I reckon each week we should reenact one, okay? So yeah. Each week we'll reenact a Fools and Horses moment, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Okay, but yeah. This week we can't do it because we haven't rehearsed.
No.
And we need makeup, rehearsals and so on. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a couple of clips of Only Fools and Horses,
yeah.
some gems, and also there's a little quiz here as well. So I'll tell you what we'll do first of all. We're gonna play a little gem, and we were talking about Only Fools and Horses just now, and yeah. we watch it all the time. Josh doesn't. He watches a little bit here and there.
I know how poor we're.
You got to watch this time next week. You got to gen up on your Only Fools and Horses, yeah, stuff. So you got to watch it.
Homework.
That's homework. Oh, bossy boots over there. Homework. Yeah. Okay. Ready for this? I always used to think that Granddad always used to get the best lines, and this is living proof. Have a little listen.
Well, I've got to admire your bottle, Rodders. I must admit. You've been in the business 5 minutes and already you've opened up a Spanish branch. You've cornered the world market on broken lawnmower engines. What's your partner doing now? Is he buying second-hand pedlos?
No, nothing like that. No, we're going into the self-catering holiday trade.
Oh, what, on 200 nicker?
Yeah, but we're starting in a small way.
Well, you got a Wendy house?
That's funny. That is funny.
To discuss the situation any longer. All right.
All right.
It's confidential information.
Right. All right, Rodney. All right. Calm down, you dozy little twonk.
Don't be tipsy all your life.
Ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Fools and Horses quiz, okay? So the ultimate trotter test.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of the local pub where Del and Rodders spend far too much of their time? Hang on.
Shelby.
You get a choice of four.
Shelby.
You might want to let Josh have a go as well. All right. Is it the Nag's Head, the Rat's Tail, the Cow's Teat, or the Dog's Collar? Josh, any ideas? Nag's Head, Rat's Tail, Cow's Teat, Dog's Collar. Do you want some help? He's thinking. It's a toughie, isn't it? Mm. See, all those years you've missed out on this. You this is your moment.
If you don't want to, you won't know it.
All right, give us an answer.
Nag's Head.
The Nag's Head. Absolutely right. The Nag's Head is right. Only 99% of people that have taken this test so far have actually got that right.
Oh my
ready?
God!
Yeah, exactly. Ready for the next one? What was John Sullivan's job at the BBC when he submitted his first comedy script? So John Sullivan, sadly no longer with us, he was the writer of, but he had a job at the BBC and he wrote this script and gave it to him. But what was he doing for the BBC at that particular time? Was he a news editor? Was he a prop handyman? Was he a casting agent? Or was he a makeup artist? Gonna have a guess at that? Do you want some help?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure he was a prop handyman.
Okay.
Shall we go with prop handyman?
Yeah.
Okay, let's click the button. Prop handyman is right. Only 64% have got this when they've done the test on that.
Yeah.
Okay, we do five questions in total, so far we've got 100% right. Ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Okay, before Only Fools and Horses came along, John Sullivan made his name by creating which other classic sitcom? Okay, the answer is not in front of me, but I have four answers. Okay, four answers. One of them is obviously the correct answer. Okay. Was it Citizen Smith, It Ain't Half Hot Mum, The Good Life, or The Liver Birds?
We all say The Good Life.
Okay, what are you saying, Josh? Citizen Smith, It Ain't Half Hot Mum, Good Life, Liver Birds.
Citizen Smith.
Citizen Smith. See, I'll overrule the good life because we reckon it's Citizen Smith, all right?
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
As long as we get them right, yeah? Okay. Citizen Smith is correct.
Well, the good life, only one I heard. So.
Don't you remember Citizen Smith?
No.
All right. Shall we take a little break?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a little break. Here's another little interlude. And this is another little classic. this will make you laugh as well.
Promise me you won't laugh.
No, of course I won't.
I think I'm in love.
Oh, do us a favour, Rodney. Only a month ago you was in love with that skinny bird from the dry cleaners. Now along comes another little girl and you're away again.
Marguerite from the dry cleaners was just an infatuation. This is the real thing. And Irene is not a little girl. She happens to be a woman.
Mm. A woman, eh? Huh? He's fallen in love with somebody who's got the vote this time. How old is she, 20?
No, she's about 30.
What do you mean? About 30. How old is she exactly?
40.
40?
40? You're not being serious, are you?
Well, what's wrong with going out with a woman of 40?
Nothing. Nothing at all, if you happen to be 50. Right, she's even too old for me.
Well, I'd have to think twice.
Shut up, Granddad.
It just goes to show that he had all the best lines, yeah. did Grandad. Anyway, that was we're doing our Only Fools and Horses section. Every week we're going to do some questions and some classic comedy from the past.
Can I also question, who was her ex-husband's name?
Who was?
Her ex-husband's name, Irene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was Tommy McCabe?
Yeah.
It was Tommy McCabe. Yeah. You get a point for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Say. Whew, blimey. Ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Another question. This is the ultimate trotter test. In 2001, before you were probably born, Josh, when were you born?
1997.
So you were only four. You'd be excluded from this question if you want to be. In 2001, John Sullivan and David Jason joined forces once more for a comedy drama series based on a supporting character from which novel? Ooh. Was it Middlemarch, David Copperfield, Vanity Fair, or Oliver Twist? So in 2001, John Sullivan and David Jason joined forces once more for a comedy drama series based on a supporting character from which novel? Was it Middlemarch, David Copperfield, Vanity Fair, Oliver Twist? On this one, I have no clue. It would be a guess. What do you think, Josh? A, B, C, D, or E? There ain't an E. What do you think? Any ideas?
I don't know.
Say something, Josh.
David Copperfield.
You're going to go with David Copperfield? Shall we go with David Copperfield? All right, this will be 4 out of 4 if we get this right. Tick. It's right. Only 54% of people that took this test actually got that right. Well done, Josh. See, there's a reason why he's here. There's a reason why. Final question this week, then. The ultimate trotter twist. The ultimate twatter. That reminds me of the one where they couldn't say their arse.
Here we go.
It was the green green guas of home.
Oh, Brian.
Can you quiet? Yeah. Please release me. And a medley of Wok and Woe, if you remember rightly.
Yeah.
Ready for question 5?
Yeah.
Dell often talks to Rodders about their dear departed mother, but what was her name? Dell often talks to Rodders about their dear departed mother, but what was their name? What was her name? Sue? Joan? Esmeralda? Or Maureen?
Joan.
You're going to go with Joan? Yeah. I think you're right with Joan. Do you know what? You are. 94% of people got that one right as well. So we got 5 out of 5 this week.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Look at us.
And we'll do 5 more next week. All right. So another Fools and Horses moment on the Tuesday show next week. We've got our record of the week taking us into the commercial break. But first of all, roll them credits.
We've got some off-price crack ties, some miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze, and David Bowie.